works not very well, so I cannot demonstrate like I do usually. Sorry. To start the presentation, macOS 10 porting for the 2.0 version is started since around a year, only a year. The first build we have made was the M71. The first try we have done were for 54, M54, milestone M54. Those we have made a lot of work, and in this presentation I have two news, one good and one very bad. You will see. So this splash screen is the one I use for my build, because I don't produce official build. The official build will be provided by Nakata Mao, here. Mao Nakata, pardon. And because he's able to provide around 20 locals. So, do the build very regularly. This is very important for us, because we always are rebuilding new versions, new build, new milestones. I will try to follow this plan. The first, I will start with the history of the macOS 10 port, because you probably are not aware. Me neither, for the excellent reason that I have started with macOS 10 with macOS 10.2 version, not this 10.0 nor 10.1. I will insist with X11 and Aqua, because we have a lot, we got a lot of problem with Aqua, with X11, as known as X3. I will do a state of the art. The state of the art, in fact, was the title of my presentation. And someone made a little typo. I found start of the art, so I think we can say both, finally. And at the end, I will make a proposition for future of macOS 10 port, because we have to decide something very important. And thanks. Question and probably answers. Everyone knows OpenOffice.org history, I think. Just 1980, the creation of Star Division. 20 years after, start of StarOffice 5.1 with free code. 5 years after, we are close to OpenOffice.org 2.0 and StarOffice 8.0. A brief history of MacPort. The source are available since 2001, and the first build for macOS was made 1 year later with very important contributors, and they still are here for most of them. Patrick Luby, I6less, I never discussed with him, Edward Peterlin, Dan Williams, Kevin Hendricks, and Terry Tigg. Sadly passed away two weeks ago. For the ones who are not aware, how much version of macOS 10 can we find? Several. The first, the architecture. Actually, only G3, G4, and G5 processor for PowerPC architecture are on the market, and soon Apple will provide new hardware and new machine with X86 architecture from Intel inside. I will talk about this machine later. First version is macOS 10.2, as known as Jaguar, Panther, 10.3, and 10.4 Tiger. The first history of OpenOffice.org porting for macOS 10 was in fact just for OpenOffice.org 1.1.x, because we have made an enormous work last year. Simply, in we still can find grid. I don't know where, but it's maybe possible to find for very very old macOS 10 OS versions. And most of the build we can find are the three last: 1.1.2, 1.1.4, and 1.1.5. 1.1.5 is just out since a few days, and not officially for macOS 10. You can read the following: the different versions are not using the same graphical environment. 1.0 was using Aqua, and after X11. So the question is what means X11 and Aqua? Of course, there are a lot of differences, and I talk about X11. In fact, this is X11 plus a window manager. Here it is Aqua window manager, Aqua WM. This is the default window manager used with macOS 10 when we use X11. This is exactly the same as the one used in Linux, but rebuilt and provided by Apple in a complete package, very easy to install. Just a few clicks and you're done. I precise you can use GTK, KDE, like in Linux, completely like in Linux. You can build everything and obtain exactly the same application like the one you can use in Linux. Excuse me. Okay. What is Aqua? Aqua is a native graphical user interface for macOS 10 using Cocoa. Cocoa is a collection of classes who are implementing Next Step. This is the same thing approximately as Next Step. Now Cocoa has more classes and more things are done for Cocoa than for Next Step, pardon. But Cocoa is specific for macOS 10, just. All actual OpenOffice.org version for macOS 10 need X11 to work. And there is another project called NeoOffice. This project uses Java binding, and try to implement Cocoa native API. NeoOffice is built against 1.1.x OpenOffice.org code. So what is Aqua? Aqua is a native Apple user interface with complete consistency between application. This means when you open a native macOS 10 application, I try to do this. If no, yes, here you are. This is for the build the dependency diagram we use to I often read it. yes. You can do the same with a shell script, just in text file. I have two. What depends on what is made with an arrow. The arrow give what is depending on what, simply. Of course, the beginning of the build is completely on left, solar environment. And every tool needed is built one after another one. So every for the same level of dependency, you have the same color. And after it's more you go on right, more you are close to the end of the process, the build process. The module the module who interests us is called VCL. Here, not built really at the beginning, not at the end, just in the middle, somewhere in the middle. A very important feature of macOS 10 is drag and drop. Mac user hate when drag and drop does not work. And for us, this is a very big problem, because I will try to explain you why it's not possible to implement complete drag and drop. We already have drag and drop working for text only, but not for images. When something is inside, we cannot complete. All shortcuts are the same for all applications using AvilK. I have received a lot of mails because this feature was not working. Simply. Sometimes. Now it works. Most important, everything is sorted for the user. Better look and feel, this is sure. We have a lot of things very interesting. The most important is the consistency in the shortcuts. When you want to print something from any application, any open application, you just have to use Apple P to start the print process, Apple O to open a file, and so etc. And this is the same for every application. As a long time Linux user, I can say this is not the same under Linux. Sure, sometimes you find preferences when you, for example, we find all the menus here. In a real Cocoa application, menus are just on the menu bar here. This is a big complaint too. As you can see, we do not find any menu here. They just are here. And we can switch from one application to another using Apple plus Tab. That's what I'm actually doing. I see openoffice.org. Problem, actually. It's a problem. It's my machine. It's not working. Yes. Okay, I write. So using Apple plus Tab, you can switch between two applications. And when we want to plug to drag and drop something from an Apple application, a native application using Cocoa, to something in OpenOffice.org from seen as an application. It's not possible. I'll try again. You can find everything about Aqua Human Interface Guideline on Apple's site. Just use the following URL. I have talked about two projects. The question often someone asks me often why two projects. At the beginning, it appears, I can be wrong, but it appears it was a license problem because of a mix of LGPL plus ESSL. Some developer disagree and have made a fork. I call this a fork. This is just we take code, we change the license for GPL, and this project is called NeoOffice. This is the reason, the most important reason why there are two projects. I have found nothing else interesting. Kevin Hendricks, one of the most important contributors for macOS 10 port, said today, no one wants anyone else to write freely and make money, etc. Everyone understand. Because it was possible to take the code and never return anything. So they disagree. They completely disagree. And Patrick Luby, for example, with Edouard Peterlin, have made NeoOffice in this with this objective, using GPL. So the code is given; everyone can use it, but we cannot make money easily without authorization. The actual status of X11 port. First, something, just one line, but this is very important. This is 1 year of work, not alone, a lot. We are a lot to work for this. And I think we will provide in time a 2.0 build for macOS 10. I think this is, we are very close. This build will be compatible with Panther and Tiger, this 3 and this 4, with a new installer, so it will be really easy to install. This was a complaint too. First, OpenOffice.org version like 1.1.2 or 1.1.1 were a nightmare to install, really. Easy to launch. Something really simple to use. Just the icon here and click on it. You can drag and drop this icon. This is really what Mac user expects when he use software on macOS 10. Since just a few days, I disagreed at the beginning, and now I think it's a good thing. Native fonts are auto-extracted now. While the first start, native fonts are extracted from a system, put in OpenOffice.org folder, installation folder, and user, it is completely transparent for user. You can use macOS 10 font without do anything. This is very, very important. Look is more better. As you can see, I'm using the two I was. Where is she? Ah. I have started a future 2.0 with candy authorization to use crystal icons. I have just modified this. this build can use GTK or KDE TM. This one is, I don't remember the name, this is just a GTK TM. So we can use Panther TM, like I put, like the screenshot I have put on my website, just for as a proof of concept. It's still development, it's not production. You can change easily icon. This is very sound works too. Everything works. So now we are waiting for bug for forgotten bugs. The problem: complete drag and drop is not okay. We cannot use complete drag and drop, and I'm not sure this the corresponding code will be implemented a day. It's very very difficult to do this because native Cocoa application can discuss between them easily, but X11 is seen as one application. You can open three or four terminals plus openoffice.org, and when you want to send something to openoffice.org with drag and drop, you are not sure to find openoffice.org, but you can find terminal or something else, and this is one of the reasons why you have not, you cannot, for example, send images to openoffice.org with drag and drop. But there are a lot of reasons, of other reasons, to not see this work too. Just a conclusion, we reach our limits using X11. When I use a gadget called Aperçu, I can immediately switch from an application to another one. I have too much open. I will put. Yes. Okay. No. I just want to put all the application in the same. In the same display, I can switch from one to another one very easily. I can put this grapher in front of the display, but when I want to, try with X11, I have two applications seen in same time. This is a big problem. We have no solution. Actually, we have no solution. This is very difficult to implement. So, F9. Where? I'm lost, excuse me. What does Apple waiting? While we are trying to build and make openoffice.org work, Apple don't stop the development too. And it's very hard to follow. Approximately, they provide one new OS version every year with a lot of change between two versions. About code, they are actually ending the finishing the Cocoa the Objective C++ implementation, not completely finished. And big question, I'm not sure X11 will be used next time. I'm not sure Apple want to maintain X11. So we have to find a solution. And the last Apple feature is to port Mac OS X to Intel architectures. The machines are called Mactel. So we are in front of a lot of big difficulties to solve. X11 is difficult for us to implement every feature we find usually with Cocoa. And with all these changes, I see only one solution, the bad news. We stop with X11. So, please help us. Come on. The actual last version works fine with X11. Must be said. So it's not possible to continue with X11, and for next generation of OpenOffice.org version, I think it's time to switch for Cocoa API native. Oh, I forgot something else. We have because I got a Mactel for Devil, I found a lot of other problems. Java 1.4, it's done. Okay for this, I think. GCC for some little problems are still here. And the new is assembler problems. I am trying to simply build openoffice.org with actual code, with 2.0 code. And I have just 20% built. 30 projects, and the total is 150. I have work. I got work. So we absolutely must change for native port to be able to follow Apple's evolution. Change for Cocoa API means does not mean we stop to develop for actual version. We just will fix bugs. We will try to do this correctly, but we cannot do more because we are not in us. Change for Cocoa API will help us to solve a lot of problems. The first most important problems are material problems, hardware problems. Hardware problems because Cocoa already implements x86 or PowerPC solution in same time with, for example, I don't know if you are aware, universal binary. This is the binary built for two Arch in same time. When you do a file on this binary, you have two answers, one for PPC, one for x86. It works. This will be more easy to maintain, really. More attractive for Mac developers. I think this is a big difficulty to find something. First, we have not much documentation about the existing project, but plus we have nothing to answer someone who is usually building and developing using Cocoa API. We cannot understand such developers, so we really have to switch, and then we can improve efficiency for development. At least, last but not least, respect what Mac users expect. just respect Aqua Human Interface Guidelines. This is the most important. Those very bad news, what is to do? A lot. Everything is to do. First, analyze existing code. We have a beginning of solution. We have to write the necessary documentation. Necessary documentation means minimum has to be written. Actually, we have nothing, or we are close to have nothing. So, I think this is time to write in the same time documentation and code. Define a to-do list. I have an idea of to-do list, but I have to discuss more with other devel to publish it. Simply to publish it. To define tasks and what and who can help for do what. I have to define a complete plan for Mac port too, because we have not, still not. Mac porting is still new in the for 2.0, just 1 year, and everything is to do too for Mac port. Write new code, build and fix bugs, yes, always. Of course, NeoOffice people who are doing the same thing as like we do, because there is no need to reinvent the wheel. I think if we are doing the same thing, we can invite them to come and help us. And of course, every developers who want to develop using Cocoa can do the same. So we have seen the most important module, Visual Class Layer. Everything has to be done inside, and I can complete the presentation with, where is the terminal? Here. Okay. I use yes, this is a half visual method using you know Midnight Commander. Yes, I use Midnight Commander and VI sometimes. What else? Xcode I cannot. I still cannot. I don't. Sometimes, just for copy-paste, but... So we have some code... Yes, I think this is a PowerBook. Has got a problem with electricity. I remember... too much PowerBook. Great. Yes. Okay. So we have to analyze the content of VCL, Visual Class Layer, because this is if Patrick Luby explained us if I can correctly understand what Patrick Luby explained us, this is approximately the first time we will try to implement something for native API for macOS 10. So some code is already there. In Aqua subdir, we have some .h interfaces, and even some .m in source. So first, the first thing to do is to analyze the content of these files to find a strategy for the development. This is the one of the. Where is my yeah? So a quick look in sources, we found a start. What can help us? I have to add, Patrick Luby proposed us to read the code he has himself implemented in NeoOffice. He proposed this to us because I think it's his strategy can be used too. I'm sure. Yes, no problem. So I have divided the work of the, or the comprehension of the work in two parts. The first part I is named syntax part because I think we already have method to directly port C++ code to Cocoa code. This is one side. I am lucky. A French guy, a French people is doing this, and this is very very interesting and very complete too. We can start with this part as a syntax part. With this, we should be able to define code lines for C++ Cocoa translation and define rules tools for code documentation. This is the first step. The second step is semantic part. I think we have to understand what we are doing inside the, because not everything has to be changed, and we will need Stefan Schaeffer or Tino Rashwi help because they are knowing very well VCL part. So we have to analyze VCL, just what has to be changed, not everything, of course. Analyze Aqua part of VCL. Analyze NeoOffice strategy using the code. We can dispose of the code, and Patrick Luby himself proposed us to try to do this. Define precisely every task. This is very important. Write a complete documentation of VCL part. I think when code is written, it's the best moment to do this. After, it's never done, and before, not possible. Define a timeline, something like a timeline, because we need to have objective to work correctly. So I have a proposition of roadmap. I'm not sure we can reach all the objectives, but it's good to have one. And 2005, I think I have a big ask for 115. I think it's not difficult. I have everything here on my machine to fix definitively the build, and what is needed. So I think it's not stupid to fix one time the 115 build for macOS 10. Mao, are you candidate for? We have to stabilize SRC 680 for both Panther and Tiger. This is not actually the case. We have still two or three issues sure to fix. So I think this is a reasonable, a correct objective we can reach for the end of this year. Part two is more for development, MacTel port and native port. I propose 6 months. Less than 6 months, analyze code, write documentation about how it works, define code line and rules. We can divide tasks, and I think we are enough to prepare this seriously. To-do list, start implementation, that's all. In 6 months, I think we will see. And Mars, not sure it works. But the rest of the end of 2006 provide a build using native port. A proof of concept. Nothing's completely stable, but a proof of concept. Just some notes of on MacTel ports. I'm actually building this. I have asked Apple before to the authorization to talk about this, because I am under severe NDA, so I cannot say what I want. I must ask before. I found a complete use of GCC4. I think this is not very problematic. This is well known. Adapt actual OpenOffice.org code for MacTel. I'm talking about the existing code here. I'm using the 2.0 code, and I try to build on MacTel. This will be more easy when we will implement new Cocoa part, because this is native API, and this is it's always always more easy to add this part. We don't go in direction of the complication when we proceed like this. For actual MacTel port, around 20% without any problem. For universal binaries, I have verified with file. I have really both Arch available, and I have made some tests to verify with libraries, with some little binaries. It works perfectly. I can use both on x86, and I cannot talk about speed. Sorry. This one. I think my sentence is not complete. Yes. All improvement in native port will be included in progressively we will implement what we are writing. The actual macOS 10 porting team, I want to this is us thanks. Stefan Schaeffer. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. This one is not. I have read your bad. Okay, umlaut. Sorry. I fix. Yeah. Yes. Tino Rashwi, Dev, Ascore Dev, Florian Eckel, too, has made a very, very good work. Christian Junker, a new dev, welcome. Eric Hoche, Build Website. UX Evers, we got a QMN. It's very important because he saved us some time. Mauna Kata for official build and dev too. Me, Pavel Janik for everything. I'm not sure, perhaps I have forgotten someone? No? Welcome to the others. I want to thank, see you soon, and team openoffice.org EV. For the Tinderbox they have bought. I have not explained what is a Tinderbox, but we have new hardware since just a few days, just 2 days. A Tinderbox is a machine able to remotely to be administered remotely, and this machine goes to search all the new CVS, child workspace, and proceed to automated builds, and turns all logs in mail. So we can have two returns, one two feedbacks, two sorts of feedback. One with SSH, we can work with it, and the second one with HTTP, because we all the results are available for everyone all around the world. this dinner box will probably be hosted by my school, the engineer school where I'm working, because they are very enthusiastic to help openoffice.org. They just are discovering what free software is. We will let them some time to but I think this is we are on a good way. Of course, I want to thank openoffice.org project and all contributors, because without them, nothing. I'm not sure to be able to answer to all your questions, but if you have some, yes. No, Apple don't. I have tried to contact. I don't want to give his name here, but someone very high, Apple, a French people, no problem of language, no language problem. He never answered. They just ignore us. Thanks, Apple. What? Yes, this is these people. Michel, you know, yes, Mr. Michel. I can't say more, sorry. Who? If, well, up to you, yes. We have tried many times. I have put on CC Jacqueline Ramipour, André, Sophie Gauthier, with a great Eric Hoche has fixed all my typos before in Explore. And no answer. I even reached him one time by phone. He proposed to recall me. Never. I never. No suite. Yes. I think it's better. It would be better. Yeah. Yes. Really. Maybe I made a mistake when I refused to go to WWDC when I was invited. I just forgot to mention this. But for another reason, I disagree. I'm not sure to. I'm not sure this will be a good idea to use directly those fonts, because they are very heavy to use. This is a big problem, a recurrent problem with Apple fonts. I think Neo has had the same. Yes. Yes. Yes, yes.
But the metrics are not read, for instance, at startup. Mm-hmm. And this is something why New York today and
so. Yes. Yes. What I forgot to mention, to say, is I refuse to use Java plus Cocoa because Apple, I'm sure, will stop with it. So it's not the good way to proceed. Cocoa and Java are very close in code, and as said Patrick Luby too, I have read this from my side, but Patrick confirms it's relatively easy to port Java code to Cocoa code. But the bridge, the actual bridge, Cocoa plus Java in Apple is awful. It's not the good way. Apple himself writes this. So, native port is the best. It's the most simple, and of course it's most difficult at the beginning. But after, I think this will. So if you are Apple coder, welcome. Yes. Have you other questions?
Is there a URL for this project?
What?
What's the URL for the whole project? The Apple
project. I have not yet. We actually have a problem with our porting website. We must clean up, do a big cleanup. I will write this. Just use www.openoffice.org project, accepted projects and porting, and you will find, sure. It's very hard to maintain to reach.
I know the thing very well, and maybe I can give you an example of how difficult it might be to support a different platform. So we started about a year or more before to support the GTK toolkit. So
yes. Yes. But yes, oh sure. Yes. I think we have met. I've met Florian Eichel and other dev at Linux Tag. It was a very positive meeting because I think we will retry. We need for free software to work asynchronously. Because we have no hour, we have no delay, no, just information come like that. We are all around the world, and it's good to work at the same place in the same time with something really already defined. I think I propose to. I see Christian Juncker, Florian Eichel, they are living not so far from my home, and I have already invited them at home. I think it's another way for work, and we save a lot of time working. This is very complementary method of work. But the second point, we have NeoCode to see in which direction search. For example of code, for sample of codes, and for what is to do exactly, what are the exact function called, because Cocoa, native Cocoa is partially implemented already. We have to adapt to 2.0 because this code is for 1.1x. Yes, I see. I know. But we have to start the day. Today, else nothing will be done. So, okay. No more. No question. Yes. No, say, I'm not sure. But I think they probably will provide a new soft, something doing concurrence to a part of OpenOffice.org, because they already have pages, they have keynote, they have all this software are just a little part of OpenOffice.org. And when you see the windows, you see three colors. I think we have just seen two. Have you seen the pub for pages? This is yellow. I think we will have, yeah, there is a iLife, I think, green. But red, I don't see. I still don't see. I think a spreadsheet or something like that will come out soon. But I can be wrong. I have no information. Just a color is missing. No more question? Thank you.